Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome, man. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday, July the 20th, of course. We are flying right through this summer, flying right through this month. A couple things we do want to get into today. Our guest, Caleb Johnson, had another he had something come up and will not be able to join us tonight. He will be on in the near future, I assure you. But, you know, we look forward to having him on. Maybe even have him on some of the special ones as well, the other Impact Media shows. We're going to talk some baseball, talk a little bit of football, and then we're going to get on about our merry way. Because there's so much going on. There's a lot going on here at Impact Media. We hope to be making some announcements maybe the next couple weeks even, but some shakeups, but nothing bad, not like too much of a shakeup. Nothing's happening to this show except for it's getting better. And some fun stuff. So, you know, for you sports fans out there, we hope you definitely enjoy these. Now, as I said, there is, let's go football news first, right? Let's go football news. And I want to tell you that thanks to our good friend Ben Moore from PantherTalk.com and 24/7 Sports, of course. He told us just yesterday that offensive tackle Chris Sebelia has committed to the Georgia State Panthers for 2017. He made his announcement on Twitter. Wish the best to Chris. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He is from Gwinnett County, arguably one of the better tackles in the Metro Atlanta area. North Gwinnett High School is where he goes. Where he's an offensive tackle. Sebelia is 6'6", 285 pounds, and you can't teach that. Got excellent size and frame. Like I said, that's important, remember. It's not just being big, but it's, you know, your bone structure sometimes, because it can promote growth in the right areas and stuff like that. You really want, just like with a quarterback, you don't want, you know, you don't want too small or too large there. You know, with a corner, a lot of times you kind of want them built like a receiver. Some height helps, that kind of thing. Well, with tackles, you want them big framed, because you can build and put muscle on a frame, even if it doesn't have much on to start with. He actually has good footwork for somebody as big as he is. He's a great student. He actually has a few offers from some bigger places like Duke, Boston College, and Harvard. I think he wants to stay in town. Chris, if you're listening, stay in town. Play with the Panthers. He played right tackle for the Bulldogs as a junior and was part of the Georgia Elite Junior class this spring. He is a 24/7 Sports three-star prospect and the third prospect in the 2017 class so far for the Panthers. He is the 10th verbal commit from the 2017 #StateMint17 and fourth offensive lineman in the cycle. Of course, like I said, Georgia State is expected to take 20 to 23 prospects between December and the February signing periods. It'll be a lot of fun to see how that all shakes out. Once again, shout out to our good buddy Ben Moore for the information on that. Now, actually, if you want to listen to another thing Ben Moore did just a few days ago as well, in the Panther Talk podcast, he was able to talk to, he talked to App Nation 24/7, which is a part of the 24/7 Sports Network, and talked to the Appalachian State guys there about the upcoming season and obviously their time where they're going to play against our Georgia State Panthers, and where I'm pretty sure we're going to hopefully be able to pull out that victory. Nothing personal App State, maybe I'm a little biased, but the name of the show is GSU Panther Zone, so of course we're going to beat you. And even if it wasn't, I still think we're going to beat you. But we look forward to having those Mountaineers. We're actually going to be going to the Mountaineers. That's a game we're looking at, and it'll be a good chance. You might see us there. We'll have to get in on that. But he was able to talk to them for a few minutes, talk to the Mountaineer guys about, you know, upcoming things and things they were looking for this, you know, over the off season as well as this fall. If you get a chance, you can catch him on Facebook on Ben Moore, or you can go to 24/7 Sports or GeorgiaState.247Sports.com, and it's up there. Definitely check it out. Ben's always doing some great work, and we definitely appreciate him doing it. Now, I know it seems like I've talked about a lot of the same football players over, you know, over this spring and summer period, but it's because a lot of the same ones are doing a lot of really good things. I want to tell you a little bit about Keith Rucker. Yep, we talked about him before. I do believe he's going to emerge as the captain of this team, whether they vote him that or not. Tight end Keith Rucker, he's a senior, of course, has been nominated for the 2016 All-State AFCA Good Works Team, and he's also on the preseason watch list for the Danny Werfel Trophy. Add to that, I've already told you before, he's on the watch list for the John Mackey Award for Best Tight End. So, seems like the nation's going to start recognizing, and if they start recognizing one Panther, they're going to see the rest of them as well. This is all good things. That means maybe, you know, some proper respect and maybe a SportsCenter highlight, right? Of course, maybe we can get a good friend of the show and a pretty good friend of mine as well, Jared Oliver, who's spent some time at CNN this summer, to maybe get some CNN highlights. Wouldn't that be something? We'll get on that. I'm not going to put him on the spot. I don't want him to get in trouble, nothing like that. But shout out to Keith Rucker, the newly engaged Keith Rucker, as I said last week, for being nominated for the All-State AFCA Good Works Team, the preseason watch list for the Werfel Trophy, and the preseason watch list for the John Mackey Award. Good for you, man. Good for you. Look forward to seeing you, hopefully here pretty soon, as practice and scrimmages and the season are just upon us. Well, I'll finish up with some baseball. There's some fun baseball news, and that is that your Georgia State Panthers baseball team earned the Team Academic Excellence Award. How do you earn this award? Well, I'll tell you. You earn the Team Academic Excellence Award. It comes from the American Baseball Coaches Association. You have to be a program that maintains a GPA, overall GPA, above 3.0 for the fall of 2015 / the spring of 2016. Your Georgia State Panthers baseball team set a school history high, I think just for the baseball team, the school high, 3.259 GPA combined. That is pretty darn spiffy. It was led, of course, by senior catcher and now minor league baseball player Joey Roach, sophomore standout shortstop Justin Jones, who both of them were COSITA Academic All-Americans, junior outfielder Ryan Blanton was also a COSITA All-District representative. GSU was actually only one of two programs with three all-district winners, all-district representatives. In fact, 33 Georgia State Panthers earned the president's list for a 4.0 GPA, dean's list for a 3.5, or athletic director's honor roll 3.0 for the spring, which is up 3. It was 30 in the fall. So 33 of our total athletes had a 3.0 or higher. That's terrific. That's terrific, because I know a lot of us now are thinking back to our college days and wondering when exactly we would have been on some of these lists. So kudos to all these guys for all the awards and every fun little thing that all these watch lists are great. A lot of people are like, well, it's just a preseason watch list and this and this. So what? You can think of them how you are, but I think these are extremely great accolades and extremely good just honors for these kids to be, for these student athletes, sorry, to be called out for the great work they do on and off the fields and courts. So shout out to the baseball team for being on Academic Excellence Award, and shout out to, of course, Keith Rucker and Chris Sebelia for verbally committing to the GSU Panther 2017 campaign. That's actually going to do it for me this week. Like I said, we just had a few things I wanted to get to. Next week we could have a guest. Just tune in for that. And if not, we'll keep you up to date with as much of your Georgia State Panthers baseball and football news as we possibly can. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!